Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, fellow Christians? God bless you all. The realization is we are all one breath away from eternity, and eternity only means one of two places, heaven or hell. Two resurrections, the one resurrection to life, the other resurrection to eternal damnation. Not being pessimistic, just speaking the truth. What resurrection do you want? I want the Lord to say when I see him, welcome, good and faithful servant, when he pulls out that book and starts looking for my name. My, oh my, do I want my name in that book? Now he warns us, there's going to be deceptions in the last days. You know what a deception is? It's a trick. It's a worm on the end of the hook. It's something that looks good, tastes good, smells good, feels good, but it's counterfeit. It's a lie. And that's what the world is doing to us. And it's not going to give it to us in the bar, or it's not going to give it to us with the crazy, you know, crazy music. It's more than likely going to come into the church, because that's where deceptions take place. That's the bedrock of a deception. Go right where you think it's safe. Go right where you assume things are true. Go right where you assume things are righteous. And the next thing you know, as a deception is, it's a very, very subtle, quiet change. Now we know that the serpent was more subtle, deceptive, than any beast of the field that the Lord had made. And we know that the whole story got thrown in the trash can in the Garden of Eden when Eve was deceived of Satan. And how was she deceived? The Lord had warned her, stay away from every other tree, but do not stay away from, you can have every other tree, but stay away from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Good and evil. Your own concepts of what good and evil is. I can't go by my own concepts. I can't go by my own concepts of what love is, or what kindness is, or what being nice is, or what truth is. I cannot go by my own concepts. I got to go by what the Word of God says. And then I got to ask the Holy Spirit to put it in my heart and ground it deep into my marrow with the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. I can't go by how I want to define anything nice or accepting or whatever it might be. It all falls under the heading deceptive. Shout out to my brother-in-law, Lord Rod. Rod brought this to my attention. It got my goat again. I saw it. I've been seeing this for years now, but in the NIV, New International Version. And remember, anybody could rewrite a new Bible. If you change a couple words, you could start your own Bible. Exactly. Start your own Bible. But the NIV, we're talking about Romans 8, verse 1 and 2. This is the NIV. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Sounds great. Sounds great. But there's a stipulation, gang. There's a consequence. There's an if and then situation. And it's totally taken out of the verse. I'll read the verse again out of the NIV. Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Sounds great. There's no condemnation. Sounds great. But let me read to you out of the King James. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. gang, the NIV, took the statement out, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It's a conditional clause, gang. There's all kinds of condemnation. It's called the wrath of God. It's called hell. Do you get me? It's called hell. If you continue to walk after the flesh and not the Spirit, that's where the Lord says, you call me Lord, Lord, but I never knew you. The people that called him Lord, Lord never knew him because they never obeyed him, because they were just religious. Take your religion and throw it in the trash can. And I tell you what, whoever wrote this NIV, I wouldn't want to be them. They're going to be on the hot seat, literally, when they get before the Lord. Because there is a condemnation, guys. There is a condemning. Ask the people during Noah's time. Ask the people during Sodom and Gomorrah's time. New Testament, go to the book of Acts. Remember the two people that didn't want to dish out all their funds? Peter's preaching and they dropped dead. And that's New Testament. Because they were trying to hide things from God. Condemnation is a consequence. It's called being condemned. It's a consequence of hearing the Holy Spirit and blaspheming the Holy Spirit by not listening to him. That's how you blaspheme the Holy Ghost. That's why there's no hope for you. If the Holy Spirit is talking to you, trying to knock you to your knees, and you don't want to listen to it, the only other option is condemnation. Gang, we're in dark times. We're in dark times. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we can have a foundation on your word. You wonder, you scratch your head, how could people be fed to the lions? How could people be fed to the lions? Yeah, as we're killing 60 million children in the womb of a mother's belly, as we're having two men get married. Give me a break. All of a sudden, if you think about how dark things are, you can see where that could happen. Little by little, Satan eats like a moth. And the next thing you know, us Christians are hated. And we're fed to the lions. Basically, as a movie for the people that hate us. We get the last laugh, Christian. You get the last laugh. I don't care if you're lonely right now. I don't care if you feel like you're on an island right now. You aren't. You have holy angels surrounding you. And we got them outnumbered 2-1. And never forget that. But this is incredible. And you know what? I heard a preacher preach this out of the NIV. I heard a preacher preach this. And how can you take that verse or that section out of that verse? I'm going to read it to you again. This is out of the NIV. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Let me read it to you out of the King James. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of the Spirit of death. And it's not italicized, people. It's not added to the King James. It was in the original scriptures. We have a part in this, gang, and it's not good works. Obedience isn't good works. Maybe lighting a few candles to try to get in is good works. Maybe having some mass cards written up to try to get in is good works. Maybe putting a tie on to go into church is good works. But it's not good works to be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ and follow his word. Not good works at all. It's part of the equation. It's part of the denying yourself. It's part of following the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it is. It's part of all that. And we're told this again. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus. Now it's going to make a stipulation who those people are. If you are in Christ Jesus, this is how important it is, who walk not after the flesh. That means your life isn't totally surrounded by the things of this world, by the human nature of this world, by what you see, taste, hear, touch, and smell. It's not surrounded by that, but after the Spirit. And we're told in the book of Galatians, the Spirit of the Lord, love, kindness, meekness, joy, temperance. This is the fruit of the Spirit of God. But you know, you have to be strict. You have to be tight when you're explaining this, because we're warned about the deceptions in the last days. So beware of the skinny jeans. Beware of the smoke machines. Beware of the 2 hours of singing. Beware of someone running around with a flag everywhere. Beware of all this if it doesn't lead you to repentance. If it doesn't give you a new heart. If it doesn't give you wisdom, which is a fear of the Lord. Beware of it all. It's just a sporting event. Only it's a sporting event for your head, for your soul, without Christ. It's all about nickels, noses, and numbers, and shekels. You need very little, if anything, in this world. Nothing to bring you into the kingdom. All you need is to get on your knees, cry out to the Lord, and give your will over to Him. Just as Jesus did. Nevertheless, Father, not my will be done, but your will. Now, I don't know exactly how the reborn thing works. All I know is you get watered, you get fed, and it happens. I don't have the equation. I'm not God. It's God who gives the increase. But we plant the corn, we dig up the soil, we till the soil, we add the fertilizers. Then we put this little thing in the ground called a seed. And no man has the power to make that seed grow. No man has the power for that when that bud busts loose from that corn kernel. That's God. That's life. No man could do it. The miracle. Yes, He gives us the sweat and the toil to prepare the land, to plant the seed. But it's God who makes it happen. In the same way for you and your walk. I can't make you get reborn. I can't make my children get reborn. I can't make my wife or my friends or anybody get reborn. All I could do is be a light. All I could do is keep the bushel off of my light and then show the Word of God through word and deed, how I act and how I behave. But we need messages that warn us of deceptions. And as I said, I'll finish up like I began. Satan isn't going to make a deception in the pornography. He's not going to make a deception in the booze or the drugs or the fentanyl. He's not going to make a deception in Satan worship or abortion. There's no need to deceive you there. He's going to deceive you in a church setting. That's where the deception takes place. So take heed, Christian. We're all in this fight together. It's a war, and few of us are going to make it out of this mess. But that's okay. Guard your own soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. Second commandment, great commandment. Learn how to love yourself. And the best way for you to love yourself is to love the first commandment, to give God all the glory. God bless you and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org.
Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida.
You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.